All right, so super excited to have Katerina with me again. If you didn't see her first interview, look for that. I'll put it somewhere up here at the end. Ralph Havens, and I'm with Katerina. And Katerina has some cool ways to play with what could be called God space. And to it's just I'm just gonna let Katerina start to talk because she's got some something cool to. We've been talking a lot for the last like 30, 45 minutes. Thinking we should go live, we should go live. So Katerina, Kate, thank you for being here. I am
Hi,
so,
Ralph. Thank you for having me again here.
yes, it's like I'm honored, I'm happy. It's like, oh my God. So this idea of God space and living in a space of whatever this is, we have so many different ways of thinking of this. There's the spiritual realms that say that, Jesus said, don't you know you're a God and the Holy Spirit resides within you and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And then we have the quantum physics guys who last year had that Nobel Prize that said every dot of the universe isn't really real in the way we think of real. It's more like infinite possibilities. So it's like, well, that kind of matches up. But then how do you use it? And is it useful? Is it true? Is it useful? Can you just talk a little bit about I guess it would be part two of like whatever this is that you're in, that you're playing with, and or that you are, and then the idea of like the goodies of life. Sometimes you want something to happen, get something to manifest in the world. Sometimes the pain of life is just too unbearable, and your buttons are being pushed in a way that's like on any human level is like not good. When it hurts your children. Or you lose your job, or something devastating happens. So there's the pain of life, and then there's the wanting the goodies of life, and you're living in a different way. So can you just talk a little bit more about anything that comes to your mind about this sort of thing?
Yes, sure. So, whatever is happening, the more you are practicing this, you know that you are just operating from a very, very safe space where there is everything for you. So I know it takes a little bit practice, like the stronger the emotions are and the more like often they are coming or all together, like five, six of them and whatever. But still, like the recipe is the same. It's still just to put yourself in like in this very calm space. And the more you practice it, the easier that will get for you. So and you are there like the whole day since you like wake up, actually even during your sleep, but that's a different story. But so the more you practice, you can shift there, maybe also like experiencing a lot of emotions very, very quickly. And also with time, you know how powerful that space is and how you can like change the situation like that, not accepting the emotions and not like being the emotion, like realizing that you are not that, you are something else, and this is just this is just a movie for you, what you are watching, and that movie has no power in your reality and in your experiencing. So, something
And
like this.
yeah, and I talked to you earlier. I won't give particulars, but I had a lot of emotional and I would even call it
Yes.
spiritual pain the last 24 hours, really the last half of a day of some stuff that came to light. And I did this process of just noticing it and noticing it, noticing it. I thought, well, I'm awake. I'm wide awake in the middle of the night. I'm thinking about this. And I might as well do this process of staying very alert to being present to what's going on in there,
Yeah.
and who's noticing, and then it did resolve. Like in the morning, it was like I didn't have to do anything. I thought,
Yeah.
let me just not go start anything. Let me just listen, and sure enough, it all was resolved in such a cool way without me doing anything. And that seems to be your way of living now. Like whether there's no matter how bad the problem is, you're playing in this sort of way, or you're doing this thing, huh?
Exactly. Like the first thing to make it easier is not to push against any kind of situation. It will give you in the beginning big relief because you know already when you are practicing this that at that space, at that spot, everything is fine. Whatever is happening out there, no matter, like every situation is possible to be changed very, very quickly. So no matter what the issue is, it's not a given. It's not the end result. Like you can change it. You can change it, just not like by pushing against it. And the minute you do that, you do not push it. You accept like, okay, but I'm here in this space. I am creating from here the reality and everything is fine. Not like everything is really okay. So we were discussing that I had also a very similar situation, and it was just something very quick where I had no time to, you know, to watch that for hours or something like that. It was just a 10-minute situation.
Yeah, you weren't sitting there meditating.
I accepted it. The first thing, like, okay, even if this will happen, like, it has no power. It's just a movie. I'm just watching it. And all the emotions disappeared in a minute. And there was just this gut space. And from that gut space, the situation like was solved like this, you know? So
yeah,
it happened in a very,
it
can
night.
Really happen in a very, very short time. Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. And we won't give particulars of either of our thing. But it was like it was the big button pushers. They were big ones. They were like the important stuff of important stuff, I think. So and I had that same experience. So thank you for sharing that earlier. And it's what we've been doing and using. And it's like it's so interesting. Let me say it this way. When I should ask. How do I say this? So I'll just say it the way it showed up. So my Qigong master, Ming Tanggu, qicenter.com, plug it to Ming Tanggu. He had a lot of hardship in his life, and then he had his Qigong experience and got very, very healthy. Then he came to the United States, and that was a bit of a turmoil. And he started off as like a quote unquote nobody kind of thing here, even though he's a Qigong master. And he kept plugging along and doing his thing. And he had this process. He called it the three A's: acceptance, activation, and then appreciation. So the activation was doing a little Qigong, which is basically another way of noticing from that God space as well, and then being grateful. And I missed that for many, many years. It was part of what we did, but he only did it for a few minutes, like 3 minutes at a time. And that's all we would do. And then we would do other stuff. But along the way, he manifested a really cool place. So much so, qicenter.com is out in New Mexico. It's a beautiful, sprawling place. Oprah's been there. And it's like, I looked it up and it was worth, you know, 3-something million. Somebody bought it for 3 million. I'm like, did Ming Tong buy this thing? Like, how did that manifest? And so the other part, you know, people want to solve a lot of deep pain. That's so we've got to, you know, we talked about that a bit. And you gave the secret of that. And then there's this part about like manifesting something that to the outside world looks like, man, abundance. He's living on this sprawling multi-million-dollar thing, doing this amazing Qigong all over the world. What about the goodies of life? Like you want stuff in life.
Yes. Yeah. I was talking a little bit about it, I think, the last time when we had the interview. So it's the more I'm diving in that space. So first thing is, you are not thinking about the future because you are here and now, and that's everything you have. So you are not thinking in a way like, oh, I like whatever kind of house I would like to have, or you are not thinking about it and as a future, like, you know, reality or something like that.
So you don't have to visualize it and try to live in that feeling.
But you do not have the urge to do it at all.
Oh,
like there is nothing like that, because you are so happy actually at that moment that the moment is already perfect. So you don't think it can be more perfect when you buy that house. Like, it will be perfect in that moment when you will buy that house, but you don't think it like about it now. There is literally, the thing is, like, life is here and now, and in that there is nothing else, like really just that now. And you are not even bothering yourself to, because You know, when you wish to have something, there is a certain feeling of lack and not having it. And we all know it. And still we want to manifest something and work on it. And but there is still this feeling of missing it. But for me, when I'm supposed to have something, I only when I'm in that space, I get a feeling or I know certain, like suddenly I know that it will come and it will come. But it's not like I want it. I only get the information already that this is here for you. This is your perfection. And there is no distance between me and that thing. And at the same time, I'm not pushing it like and when it will come and like how it will come. And the stream will just bring it, and I know it, and I am not visualizing like there is no like manifesting no vision boards, nothing like that. I just know it, and this is what the space brings with it.
I just know it. Okay, thank you.
So this is the difference, because I know no matter what, even when I did like Matrix or whatever, you know, I put there my intentions. I had a feeling I had to work on it, because like you don't have to work on anything. It's still that stream which is like, you know, like doing the reality for you. It's not you who is doing that. So, and you don't have to tell that stream or that power what's the perfection for you. It's already known. Like literally, it's really known. You just have to know. And you know it when you are there, that everything is like, is prepared for you and it's here. And you just strongly know it. And
right. And the way, and the path is this.
And it will manifest. It will just manifest. And actually, I like this even more, because it's surprise here, surprise here, surprise here. It's not like, I want to have this and I am now waiting for it. And when we want something, we sort of are missing the other stuff which is coming into our life. So because we are so focused on that, but now I am not focused on anything special. You know, so I can see the things that are coming in my reality, and it's so beautiful. And it's like, yeah, so.
Thank you, Kate. I'm going to rewatch even the part that we were on before again, because this is amazing. When you what do you think? Is there anything about being in and I'm not saying this from an ego point of view, but being in your presence, like you've made this jump to hyperspeed, to God space or whatever this is. This is how you said it's not going away. This is just who you are, and you know it now. And this is how you're living. Is there a benefit? I think there is. I know there is, actually, for me to hang around with you. So is there a benefit to like be around someone doing this with you, or is that part of this thing, or is it just like just do this thing and maybe that'll show up, maybe it won't.
Yeah, definitely it is like because I can see, and I told you about, but it's a little bit personal, that people around me are literally like changing how it was like not possible before. So it even I would
That's
not
true.
Say
that
I would expect this kind of change.
Thank
so
you for that.
It's like a big jump. And about the jump, like I did, I think like it's not a jump, because as we were discussing now before we went live, the space, it's so like the God space or the power or I don't know, stream, whatever you want to call that. It's so calm and so just very calm and very like not talking. There is nothing. And the emotions in your life are so strong and they are so loud. And we are so used to listen to them that this is all like this space is absolutely covered by the emotions. So you really have to focus in the beginning to get there. And so with time, when you are practicing this process, this space comes louder for you. It's more there, it's more present, it's more vivid. You can experience it more, feel it more, listen to it more, even when it is just a very calm space. And so the whole point of the practice is to get used to this space, to be more there, but to feel it more. because we are like disconnected from it. We don't feel it. We are, it's so subtle, and we are used to very, to listen and see very loud things, like to have control. We are, you know, we are led to it since we are little children. We are led to see results and have everything under control, because if we don't do something, it will be a disaster in the end, and it will not be done. And here you just let things go. And of course, when something is, like, let's say, needed in the real life, also when I gave the example with work, and it's known already that it needs to be done, and when you just let it go, it will be done, but without pushing, without control, without giving that too much energy. So we are used to have everything under control, and here the more you let go and you just, you know, dive in, it's done for you. So
thank you. Yeah, that inspired action comes in that we were talking about off screen too. Well, this is perfect. Well, I'm going to post this everywhere, so it'll be Spotify, and we'll have it on our YouTube and Rumble and all these places, and it's on Facebook right now, and I'll put links everywhere. But reach out to me, and I can guide you more towards this sort of thing. And Kate does do stuff with us. So yeah, if you want to be definitely more around Kate, let me know, and I'll tell you where she hangs out with us in our group, and doing what Kate does. So thank you, Kate.
Thank you, Ralph.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say about anything? Like, there's these troubling times. It seems every generation has their troubling times, you know, but these do seem to be particularly troubling in some ways. And then there's these hopes and dreams and anything else. I mean, it seems complete to me, but I'll just leave it up to you for anything else at the to close it out.
It's nothing is troubling. You know, in that space, there are no troubles. And as I said before, I used to be so emotional and had issues with everything. And to be honest, I was so afraid to move into this space, or let me put it this way, because we discussed previously being and doing. Mm-hmm. And so this method, maybe in the beginning, is very like, it sounds good for people who do not want to take action in their life, like who are afraid of taking action, or they are sort of in a victim mode. And they think like, oh, this sounds great, I will just, I won't do anything and everything will be solved for me. So I am, you know, this is exactly for me. And it's not like that, because I also had a little bit issues with this, and I didn't want to take action, especially when I was supposed to get out of my comfort zone. And this is also solved here, because when you are in that space, you are not like calm. When you need to react, when a reaction needs to be there, when you need to be strong, when you need to say no, it comes through you. You are very authentic. It comes from that space. There are not like emotions there, but you can say what you need to say, and you are just watching yourself telling something what you would not be able to tell before.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's just said for you from somewhere. So you totally do whatever is needed at a certain time point, so that everything is perfect, so that the situation will evolve like perfectly for you. So even if you think that, I thought that also I was a little bit in this victim mode before. When we had session and when you were asking me like, what about the action plan and whatever, I was like, no, don't ask me that. I don't want to do anything. I want to do Matrix. And then I expected that somebody is going to deliver into my like front door, you know?
Yeah.
So for example, I would never ever have an interview with you before, like live, never. Like never. And now when I'm in this space and you ask me, it just felt good. And I was like, okay, like really no issues there. So it's really whatever is great for you, perfect, whatever brings you joy, you will suddenly do it. You will not know yourself like this before. but you will just
She'll
do
just
it.
do it.
So
I got it. Yeah, because
it's
it was
also
just
very,
like it was a last minute thing. Somebody canceled for the podcast, and I'm like, oh, I want to talk to Kate. And you messaged me back, yeah, let's do it. So it's like,
I really have no issues. I have no issues to say no. I have no issues to stand up for myself, even when I was not doing that before. And there is a certain like power from that calm space coming, and I know it's good. I don't feel guilty. I don't feel bad, and I really can take action where I was
take
not able to
action.
do that before. So this will be changed. So yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah, it feels like in a canoe, and every once in a while you just and steer, but you're in this thing. Well, thank you, Kate. This is awesome. I'll share this everywhere, and
It
I'll click off the recording, and then I'll just chat with you a bit at the end. So here goes.
Thank you.